6 weeks after the election, one House race is still being disputed. It's the seat representing Florida's 13th congressional district. Republican Katherine Harris vacated the seat to run for the Senate. Republican Vern Buchanan was certified the winner by just 369 votes. But Democrat Christine Jennings is challenging the results. There are questions about some 18,000 ballots cast by voters who apparently showed up at the polls but failed to vote for Congress. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The 13th congressional district is in southwest Florida, but today Christine Jennings is in Washington, where she's filing a formal contest of election notice with the House Administration Committee. Jennings and her supporters blame the large undervote on touchscreen voting machines that they believe malfunctioned. In spite of that challenge, Republican Vern Buchanan is expected to be sworn in when the 110th Congress opens on January 4th. Jennings says that won't diminish her chances of eventually prevailing.
I think Congress understands that everyone wants fair elections and accurate elections. If they seat him, I still believe Congress will look into this, do an investigation, and hopefully call for a revote.
The history of contested elections does not weigh in Jennings' favor. The state certified winner usually prevails. The most recent case when Congress overturned the state certified result was in 1985, when it seated Indiana Democratic Congressman Frank McCloskey over the certified winner, Republican Rick McIntyre. That move provoked deep partisan rancor that 20 years later is still vividly recalled on Capitol Hill. In a Congress with a newly elected Democratic majority, where bipartisan cooperation is the watchword, it's unlikely that Democrats' first move would be one that would inflame already existing tensions. Jennings' challenge hasn't deterred Republican Vern Buchanan. He's already bought a house in Washington. His spokesperson, Sally Tibbetts, says he's also hired staff and been assigned office space.
It really has no impact. It's an unfortunate distraction, but he's moving ahead with his plans. He fully expects to be sworn in on the 4th and wants to hit the ground running.
This week, Jennings' lawyers were also in court in Tallahassee, asking a state judge to order the manufacturer of the touchscreen voting machines, election systems, and software to open its computer codes to outside scrutiny. That's where Jennings says she thinks her case will ultimately be settled, not in Congress, but in the Florida courts. Greg Allen, NPR News.